here with us, so we have our little church down there. Good to have you here. Our little satellite church from Wichita, Kansas, the town too tough to die. And for those of you that just got here a little bit on, Keith, where'd you go? Keith, where's Keith at? Keith just got saved tonight, and appreciate that, so we're good to go. And put on your prayer list as we go to prayer tonight. Put on your prayer list. Sandy's Uncle Johnny. Sandy and Norbert. Where's Sandy at? Donnie with a D? Okay. Well, he had two aneurysms, and we're proud to pray for him, so please put him on your prayer list. Keep that going. All right, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we do thank you and praise you for the Lord Jesus. We love you. Thank you for the time we've set aside tonight. Thank you for the good things you've already done. And we just come to you tonight asking you to give us a good night tonight. We do love you. We thank you, Father, for all that you do. And bless our time now. And we'll give you all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. For a sake we ask it. Amen. All right, well, tonight, yes, I did. Last week, I get Obadiah, which means I skipped Amos. So we'll do this one real quick here and we'll be good to go. And the book of Amos, Christ is typified as our husband, chapter 5, verse 12. And Amos is a contemporary of Hosea, preaching to the 10 tribes right before they go into the captivity. He's a shepherd from Tekoa, a small town 12 miles from Jerusalem, and his name means to burden. You want to put that little biopsy up there into your beginning of your Bible. His name means to burden, and boy, does he ever. And his main job is to put the burden on the 10 tribes, the northern tribes, because of their disobedience to God. And it's very, 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 very important book. And the book basically is real simple. And you want to get this down. There's three messages preached in this book. And I got them over here. The first message is chapter 1 and chapter 2. And that's where he preaches God's judgment on the Gentiles. The second message will be chapter 3, 4, 5, and 6, and that's where he preaches God's judgment on Israel. And you want to break it down in your Bible just like that. And you want to put it, each one of these breaks, and then you want to put this little thing at the beginning of your book too, so you have it there. Chapter 7, 8, and 9, then he preaches the message on God's going to restore the nation of Israel. And that's basically how the book breaks down. Every book of the Bible has its own natural way it breaks itself down. And it took me nigh on to 15, 16 years to get all of them done, but this is what we're trying to do. It makes the Bible really easy for you when you get it that way. So you want to get that down. And then here's the other thing you want to remember. Amos is all books of the Old Testament dealing with the prophets. They follow the basic, simple three-point outline historical doctrine inspirationally. And you want to put this down. Historically, this is the time frame, and we studied this when we came through the Kings and Chronicles of Israel. This is historically, it's Israel at the time of Jeroboam II. You remember that Solomon's the first, when the kingdoms get split, Jeroboam, there's a Jeroboam back there. This is not the same Jeroboam. This is Jeroboam II. And he's right there before the Israel goes into captivity with Assyria. Remember, the 10 northern tribes go into captivity with Assyria, and the two southern tribes go into captivity a little bit later with Nebuchadnezzar. Doctrinally, the book is going to deal with the Jews in the tribulation period under the Antichrist. And then inspirationally, the book is going to deal with you and me under the world system, when we get out of fellowship with God and don't do what's right, and in God's hand of chastisement in our lives. So you want to get that down. The minor prophets books, sometimes they're very complicated as far as exactly what's going on and far some of the details is concerned, because there's not a lot of information. But they're always easy in the overall context of doctrinally, historically, inspiration. Historically, they can all be put in the right place because they all fit into sometime in Israel during 1st, 2nd Samuel, 1st, 2nd thing, 1st, 2nd Chronicles. So you can fit them there. You automatically know that doctrinally it's going to be something in the tribulation period. We already know that everything in the Old Testament is going to be one of three things doctrinally. It's going to be the tribulation period, second coming in Christ, or the millennium. In this case, it's the tribulation period here, and then in chapter 7 through 9, the second coming of Christ. And then inspirationally, it's a picture of you and me. Israel got out of fellowship with God. They forsook God's word. God dropped the hammer on them. You and I do the same thing. He drops the hammer on us. Same deal. Now, up here, I want to say this now so I don't forget. This coming Sunday is not going to be Kids Sunday. So take your kids into the elementary. Given the nature, as I've looked at this thing, we're going to preach the seven things you lose when you lose your Bible. This is a pretty rough message. We'll have your kids come in the following week. It works out good anyhow, because there's really 5 weeks in April, so we won't miss anything. So take your kids in there this week, and come on in here if you dare, and then we'll get it all ready to go next week. Somebody put it up here for those of you that are interested on the radio, 1380 a.m., 6:30 p.m. Saturday. Ruckman's on the radio. We'll be at volleyball, but if you're not at volleyball, why do you want to listen to him on the radio when you can put it into DVD? I don't know, but thank you.
5:12, that doesn't make any sense.
What?
When you go chapter 5, verse 12, and Amos.
Well, you wrote it up there.
I wrote it from you.
Oh. Amos 5:12. Let me look at it real quick here. It does make sense?
Yeah, 516.
516, okay. Well, you know how we operate tonight, and we're going to give